Shalom and welcome to the Voice of One Witness broadcast. I'm here joined together with my dear daughters, Kylie and Shannon. And would you like to
say hi?
Hello.
Hello out there in radio world.
I always heard in broadcasting school, you shouldn't say that, but it's all right.
What should you say?
I don't know. I'm just kidding. But anyway, we're so glad you could join us. And we've been talking this, we're going to be talking this week. We had talked in previous week about 100 Bible verses that made America great or made America. And we've discovered and just kind of stirring up facts, truth about the foundation of this nation as a Christian nation. And so any comments or anything that you would like to... Or are you okay?
Well, we're getting a lot of good feedback from these broadcasts that you did before. And so I think the people are really enjoying them, huh, Shannon?
I do, too. I think it stirs you up about America and our roots and how we have to stay connected to God concerning America.
Yes.
And it stirs up that spirit of prayer inside you to continue to pray like they did for wisdom.
Yes.
On the days going forward and for America. So it's exciting to me.
It is exciting.
And it keeps hopelessness from happening.
That's right.
Exactly.
That is right.
That's right. Well, today, girls, we're going to be reading from Robert J. Morgan, his book, and Defining Moments That Shaped Our Enduring Foundation of Faith for This Nation. And this particular one was in the year of 1740. Now, think about that in relationship to our Declaration of Independence in 1776. So we're, what, about 1740, a few years before, and it's October 23rd, so I'm sure it was beautiful. The leaves were turning, and this is chapter 12, and it says, I love how he put it. The foundation scripture is John chapter 3, verse 7. You must... be born again. You must be born again. Now, for you and I, a little side note, many of you listening are 3BI, Billy Graham Bible Institute students, so you know, as looking to the original language, when Jesus said this to Nicodemus, he said, you must be born from above. It's the word in the Greek, you must be born from above. And we know from the scriptures that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are new, and we're born from above. So, that being settled, we begin. Mr. Morgan says the following, he set the colonies on fire. Who is this man that set the colonies on fire about 30-some years before the Declaration of Independence? Who was this man, this trailblazer? His name? George Whitefield. One of the most electrifying preachers in Christian history, made 7 trips to the colonies and preached so extensively that 80% of the population heard him, usually in the open air. His crowds numbered thousands. And his voice was commanding, though he had only the air for amplification. He was America's first celebrity. He was the most famous person in the colonies before George Washington. And Mr. Whitefield had been called, quote unquote, America's spiritual founding father. His key verse, the text for many of his sermons and the theme of his lifelong ministry was John 3, 7, you must be born again. It was such a constant chorus that a woman reportedly asked Mr. Whitefield why he so often insisted on preaching on the words, you must be born again. And he replied, because, madame, you must. unquote. Whitfield's tour of the colonies, which began in 1739 and ended this particular time at 1740, so about a year tour of the colonies, it began in Philadelphia, and it coincided with the high tide of the Great Awakening. He generated audiences like none had ever seen before, often exceeding the population of the cities he visited. Imagine going to a city and the crowd who comes to see you is larger than the population of the city itself. A spirit of revival radiated from his ministry for miles in all directions. There was a farmer in Connecticut, and his name was Nathan Cole. And Mr. Cole described George Whitfield's visit to his area on October 23, 1740. This farmer, like virtually everyone else in the colonies, Mr. Cole had heard reports of these remarkable meetings that George Whitfield was conducting. And Nathan Cole longed to hear the preacher for himself. His interest wasn't just curiosity. He had a spiritual hunger and wondered if he might find God through the young evangelist's words. So one morning, about 8 or 9 o'clock, a rider passed the Cole farmstead shouting that, "Mr. Whitfield, preaching at Middletown at 10 o'clock. Cole threw down his tool, ran with all his might to the house, hollering for his wife to get up, get ready, and let's go. It was about 12 miles away. Running to his barn, he threw the saddle on his horse, galloped back, hoisted his wife behind him, and together they traveled as fast as the horse could run. When the horse showed signs of giving out, Cole dismounted and ran alongside until the animal had regained strength. Can you imagine? What hunger, what determination. And then Mr. Cole jumped back on the horse. By doing this, in like manner, he and his wife made their way to Middletown. Remember, it's about 12 miles away. You know what they were fearing? They were fearing only one thing: that they might be too late. Cole later said that they traveled as if fleeing for their lives. You talk about spiritual hunger, girls. Hungry to hear the message of truth. By and by, Mr. Cole and his lovely wife saw a strange cloud forming. What was it? It was like a yellow fog rising from the earth. They heard a noise like thunder shaking the ground. Coming closer, they saw the cloud and noise. And you know what it was? It represented thousands of people rushing as they were, hoping to arrive on time. Every horse was galloping with all its might as thousands of people clogged the roads and pathways leading to Middletown. Cole's wife said, "Oh my goodness, our clothes will be all spoiled. See how they look?" Everything within sight was covered by this cloud of dust. The trees were covered, the ground, even the horses were covered with this dust. Yes, the people, they're covered. And even the sky was tinted with an orange-brown color. Over on the river, ferry boats were dislodging passengers in great numbers as a multitude of thousands assembled in a field outside town. Nathan Cole, again our farmer, he later wrote, quote, "When I saw Mr. Whitfield come upon the platform, he looked almost angelic, a young, slim, slender young youth before some thousands of people, and with a bold, undaunted countenance, and by hearing how God was with him everywhere as he came along, it solemnized my mind and put me into a trembling fear before he began to preach. for he looked as if he was clothed with authority from the great God. Unquote. The sermon resulted in Nathan Cole's conversion. He became born again. He became a new creature in Christ Jesus. And not only him, but the conversions of many others. George Whitefield's repeated visits to America between 1738 and 1770 led thousands to be born again. The Great Awakening, now get this, folks, you talk about power and unity. The Great Awakening, through the messages that George Whitefield gave this, as we just read about, the Great Awakening united the colonies in a way that transcended regional differences. It infused the land with spiritual liberty. It populated their pulpits with clergymen, proclaiming freedom, and laid a moral foundation for the American Revolution. I heard it said that through George Whitefield's messages, because the colonies had become, or they were expanding, and they become disjointed, but it was through the messages that God gave George Whitefield that the colonies began to be united and began to see for the first time one nation under God.
Isn't it interesting that an awakening, it said there, united the people.
Yes.
And then Miss Billy in 2008,
yes,
heard one thing will save America, and that is an awakening unto God. Amazing.
Amazing. Well, we'll see you tomorrow. Shalom, shalom.
Tired of the hustle and bustle of everyday life? Craving a deep connection with God? Join us for the fourth annual At His Feet Women's Retreat in Hulbert, Oklahoma, April 24th through 26th, 2025. Our powerful lineup of speakers includes Kylie Gatewood, Shelley Brim, Shannon Phillips, and special guest, Reverend Kelly Copeland. Together, they'll guide you through powerful teachings, worship, and prayer. Immerse yourself in a sacred space. Let go of the burdens of your day-to-day and abide in the love of Jesus. Register now at hisfeetretreat.info.
Are you interested in America's rich religious history? Then you don't want to miss Robert Morgan's book entitled 100 Verses That Made America. This book explores how biblical principles have influenced our nation's founding and growth, showcasing 100 of the most significant verses that have shaped our nation. And now you can get your very own copy for just $20 plus shipping at billybrim.org. That's B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M, billybrim.org. Or if you prefer, call 1-800-972-3447. So don't miss this opportunity to deepen your understanding of America's spiritual heritage. Order today 100 Bible verses that made America.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim. Snail mail, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.